sound correct. You talk correct. Music correct. You just too correct. Chua correct FM. Oh my radio, Chua correct FM. Oh my radio.
Yes, so good evening, ladies and gentlemen, beautiful people for Inside the City of KD. We don't come aside on top of another episode on top of our waka with our people for Inside the Center for Community Empowerment in Conflict and Peace Building. We dey use this waka take torchlight how to continue to dey live in peace and address the impact of counterterrorism and harm on top the ability of civil society organizations to take their all right and operate freely. Every Wednesday, once Agogo don knock 7 o'clock on top our area code waka, we dey bring chicken eye person where go help us touchlight the different topic where we dey carry come aside. And today, on top the levels, we want to discuss education and awareness. Make we use this one to take raise awareness among citizens about their rights, responsibilities, and the importance of civic engagement. So that we go use this one to take promote civic education for inside our schools and communities. To follow me, waka on top the missionary journey this beautiful evening, Shegun Karim, day inside the building. Him, now the program advisor for the Center for Community Empowerment in Conflict and Peace Building. Shegun, welcome to Correct FM.
Good evening, bros. I greet you and I greet all the listeners also.
Yes, so ladies and gentlemen, if you don't ready, we don't ready. So therefore, make with a move on top the levels.
Correct FM.
Correct FM.
94.3.
Now the radio for the family.
Yeah, so that one self natural through something. Correct FM 94.3 Kaduna. Now the radio for the family. Oh yeah, now make we enter inside the matter main. What do you believe say be the fundamental rights of citizens for inside democratic society, and why they day important for us to feel get healthy civic environment?
All right, thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity today here today. One of the things I will start by saying is that, you know, we all know how important rights are to us as human beings. And also, we know that it is also important for us as human beings to play our rights. I mean, play our roles as it is provided by the law. So one of the rights I would like to mention this night, where they very important for us to know that we are entitled to the right of peaceful assembly. There's also a right to freedom. There's right to life. There's also right of association. Okay. So we can't discover, say, most of these rights, sometimes people don't even know. Say they get rights, we be like this, we be like that, we be like that one. So one of the things we awareness they try to achieve is to make people know, say, rights actually they, and their rights needs to be given to them, because many people don't even know their rights as it stands now.
Okay. As it stands now, many people don't even know their rights. And if you don't know your rights, how you want to even take no, say, something they wrong somewhere? True. Okay. You feel provide us with some examples of how education and awareness about citizens' rights don't play a role to take shape public policies or movements for inside your community or for Nigeria as a whole.
If you look at one topic where they somehow common, na issue of gender rights and gender equality, you could discover, say, for the past some 2-3 years ago, now the awareness, the information about rights for the girl child, you know, rights about gender equality, don't they on the high now? People don't know so many things about it. Before, you would think, say, if you just give it to a girl child, and just to train her maybe to the first 3 years of her school, maybe your first 6 years, then you will stop, because if you say the investment of the girl child, not really they pay off much. You could just say, okay, maybe now for kitchen she could end up. But then you will discover, say, for a very long time now, the awareness about, you know, training a girl child has been on the high. And if you discover also just the recent election we will have just some months back, you discover, say, the awareness towards that election was on a high. Because the involvement of the youth was as never seen before. Because why? Information went out and people were so, you know, eager to get involved. Why? Because people actually came out to make people aware about their rights and out for them to choose their leaders. So awareness plays a lot of role in civic space and engagement of the civil society.
So which responsibilities do you think, say, citizens get to take ensure healthy civic environment, and how you feel, say, these responsibilities fit they effectively communicated and encouraged?
One of the things we civic society people need to know, that is me and you, is that we need to know, say, we are all stakeholders in the civic space. And what stakeholders mean is that all of us have a role to play.
Yeah.
Because our collective activities now they form actually the ecosystem for the civic space. Because all our activities, whether passive or active, consciously or unconsciously, now they form the ecosystem of this civic space itself. So if people don't actually know what to do, they don't know how to act right. And one of the responsibilities of the people in the civic space is that they need to hold, you know, people who are in elected office accountable. We have the right to actually ask questions, but people don't know that. People just feel, say, when you vote somebody, and when those people get to power, you discover, say, you can't even read them anymore. They become so far away from you, you can't feel as though they won't get power past you. But these people need to know that they are the one who put you there. These people did it to actually serve you. So you can call them to account. Hold people accountable is one of your responsibilities as a person in the civil society. And secondly, you discover that many of us, we would blame government sometimes, blame politicians with the thief. Some people too, they commit their own atrocities on the low.
On their own level.
Yeah, so when you don't do yours, those who they at the top person, they always see all of us collectively, we they affect the ecosystem of the civic society. So the person where they down need to do the right thing, need to do by obeying rules and regulations. And those where they up also need to do the right things by the law so that everything will work together for good.
When they come back, Shapali, make we just use this gradulation and take press where they pay us for body. No touch your radio because we they look matters we concern me and you and everybody for inside society.
Correct FM. Now we all know.
people for inside Kaduna.
Correct FM 94.3. One Namune.
Yes, so that one safe now true something. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you just they join us, so we day on top of our waka with our people for inside the Center for Community Empowerment in Conflict and Peace Building. Normally, now so we the waka every Wednesday once I go down like 7 o'clock for inside area code. We they use and take touch lights, things and things we go fit help us to live well and operate freely as civil society organizations and people will be members of civil society. And as we don't explain tire for inside this show, civil society now something where we say everybody be part of and all of us they contribute to make our lives better and our society better. Now, as we talk about the topic where we carry come aside today, we be education and awareness, where we use take raise awareness about among citizens about their rights, responsibility, and importance of civic engagement. Make we even talk about responsibilities. Shegun, you know, say we don't sit down on top our rights.
Yes.
We don't talk. See, some people don't even know their rights.
Definitely.
And it is good for us to know our rights and how to even go about them.
Yeah, true.
A lot of us know, say, now our rights to hold our elected politicians accountable.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask them question, not be disrespect to,
at all,
not be see finish, oh,
now
your right.
Yes.
And now your right for them to even answer you.
Yes.
How you take spend this money? What do you do with this one?
Mm.
You promise us this, why you never fulfill them? All that, they inside our rights.
Because the money, now all of us get them.
Thank you.
Now all of us get the money. Nobody come invest money for us. Now the money we make from our natural resources, we see now all of us sit down for the country, we are entitled to that same money. So if you ask about how money they go about,
you don't do anything wrong.
You don't do anything wrong.
And that politician, a servant.
Yes, he was there to serve each and every one of us. Because now we get the power,
the
vote, where we thumbprint for him, now he put him for that position. So we have the right to ask him why.
Mm. Okay, now we don't talk about rights. Make we talk about responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I want to make we talk about responsibility, now say, as we they use this show now to take educate and create awareness among our people, it they good. Make people know, say, we get waiting that they call social responsibility. Abi not be so?
Not so.
Some people, they believe, say, social responsibility, now for government.
Mm-hmm.
Some believe, say, now for people where they center for community empowerment in conflict and peace building.
Mm-hmm.
Or other NGOs. Some even believe, say, Correct FM people, now then be radio now. Now then get social responsibility. But social responsibility now for selected people for inside civic society are be now everybody duty.
Now everybody duty for social responsibilities. And one thing people need to know, they need to abuse this mindset, be say, no be person will get money alone feed carry out social responsibility. As long as you're part of a community, there is anything where you feel contribute to just make that community better, now social responsibility.
So you see, as you talk this thing so now, it makes sense to me because some people get money, some people get time,
yes,
some people get ideas.
Actually,
some people, they will be say, if somebody will get the money, bring the money, but he not get time, then if he do the work.
Yes.
So everybody get role to play for social responsibility.
Very, very, very true.
Now, make we even give some examples. Now, you get one, the streets to my house, he gets some people where we say then they use one public borehole where government puts for inside one government secondary school.
You
get one street where they opposite Las Vegas for that Anguasson they side. If you enter, they go down. Now the government school they there. Now the borehole they there, and for years the borehole for one side the tank they leak. Now solar borehole. Some of us know they use them because we get our own borehole.
Personal
borehole for
house.
Yeah, but people where they that area where no get borehole, then they use them. But guess what? That tank don't they leak for years. Now, so water they waste, they throw away for ground.
Very bad.
They no gather as community fix them. This one now, if you ask, then go say then they wait for government. Now, so it's supposed to be?
At all, because that thing, they serve the community. You see, what my people don't know is that, you know, you get what I'm saying, where they say, you don't know what you get until you lose them. The people, they look that ball, now it just they leak for a very long time, because the more they leak, the more they damage. But people need to realize that you need to take responsibility for those kind of things where they serve the public. You don't need to wait for the person who even install them to come repair. Because when the person who bring them in the first place, they can't discover, say, they don't even maintain them.
They don't claim ownership.
They don't go bring another one for now. So if that one get destroyed, people don't go bring another, because your reaction to
your
things,
maintenance culture,
your maintenance culture is very bad. So people will not even want to help you in the long run. So we need to understand that when things like this, where they in the favor of the society, in the community, your local community, you know, your roads, your gutters, you know, especially when it is getting close to rainy season, like you say, gutters, they very clogged, water where they go, people will not go care until the water begin to overflow, enter road, enter compound, people will now start to make alarm. But you were there, people, they see these things before it can cause disaster. So we need to realize that we get social responsibility to play to make sure the community actually is functioning well.
I get another example, though, because I don't work out and I don't see plenty things. You see, for television side, he gets one place, one day, I sit down, one woman, pregnant woman, he carry water for head. Mm. He dey pass. Now another person got to say, where he fetch water? He say, not for that house, so, but he pay.
Mm.
Because the person say, make them pay him to fetch water, because he buy fuel to pump the borehole. So I come ask her, madam, we na not get borehole for this community, so that I go fit talk to one or two of my friends, where we say, then get all this NGO, where fit come put borehole for them. So as I ask her, we na not get borehole, she say, he dey. He get one where government put up, but he don't spoil since, and they no repair him. Now government put him. Now they use him. Now for una hand he spoil. Maybe not be una spoil him, because I don't want to say una spoil him. But he spoil based on wear and tear. Now no matter.
Definitely.
Maybe if you check now, that spoil where that thing spoil. Now the
maybe not small thing.
Maybe not small thing.
Very small thing.
But then leave him, because now government put him.
Yes.
So situation like this, we go see say for our society, a lot of us they lack for this aspect of social responsibility.
You know, that is why this program is very important, because many of us need to really be reorientated. We need to actually know that, you know, nothing concern me, no go really help us. When things they go bad, try make as much effort to try fix them, because when the thing blew, now all of us will go there affected. Imagine say that ball will now come spoil later on. Picking where they go school by 6 o'clock, where they fetch water, you will come to say very soon you go to go late. Why? Because you have to go long distance to look for water. But so where they go work safe, where they, you know, hope on that water every day to take bath so that you can resume work early. You will discover, say, to get that water now will become very, you know, very, very expensive. You may even need to be buying it. Why? Because the one where they give you for free, you know, actually maintain them.
Now, make we talk about road. We know, say, we don't get this debate a lot of times, and we know, say, now government duty to do road.
Sure.
So, you get some places where we say, you go see, say, the road, one small pothole day, and you get people for community where we say, okay, before government come, the feet gather, arrange, see how they go do them. But then go neglect them and the thing go spoil. We they advise people say, projects like this, make them gather, do them. In fact, sometimes, they feet gather as a community, say, okay, government, see how far we don't go. Make una come put hand.
True. You know, sometimes when you see issues like this, they go on, and you can't show interest. Sometimes you see government to go on, help now. Just to, you know, add to your little effort. Most times when these roads begin to go bad, like you go discover as people go, they just overlook them, they go wait for government, they call government until you can't see rainy season come. And you know, say any small thing where they on top road, so long as dry season there, you know, go to see the effect. But once rain does start to fall, it could just expound them. Why? Because those things you can actually, you know, curtail it. At the beginning, now when the thing start, now people start to work on them, it will not be as bad as it is bad now. And I think we need to use this opportunity to thank all those our Angwa boys.
Where they
gather for road.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you see them, you know, go and give them money. But actually, you know, those guys are doing it so that they'll get something to chop.
Yes.
But they are actually also solving the problem.
True.
You know, so we need to actually appreciate those people who they gather those things also.
In fact, sometimes, if I see those boys and the energy where they put, they pain me. I wish that they get better tools.
Yes.
I wish instead of that sand where they pour, maybe then see concrete.
Yeah.
Or somebody feel contribute.
Break
or community
feel
gather, give
yes.
them block, you
yes.
know. May
yes.
them gather duam. May them give them things to take duam. Then finally, he gets this matter of street light. You go see, say, some places no get. But some places we get, sometimes maybe person driving motor, he go nakam. People for the community go gather, sorry. They go park the street lights, keep for one side because now government property. But guess what? Before street lights go come on our side again, before government go around, because you get people we no get.
Definitely.
You get places where they never touch. So if the street light for Nangwa spoil, maybe before you go reach your turn again, it go take another 10 years. If person drive motor go jam your gate, you go hold and may repair amo. But why person go for street lights? Una go leave and may they go because na government property.
You know, that's why I resound again that this awareness we actually need them. Because anything where government bring for you, at least you are the first landlord of that property.
If you have to claim ownership.
You have to claim ownership of it. Be responsible to things like this. It will really go a long way to help us. Because when things they go bad and we not do our part, first of all, as citizens, you know, sometimes government may be late or they may not be very proactive sometimes. But once you are, now you they see them first, try your possible best. in the, your community, just try to solve the problem, mitigate it, so that you cannot present it to Ogo, see what's happening. Because most times, all these projects, you will see that now, by tenor, by tenor, by tenor. Mm. If you know the parent, it may take another 4 years. And in the next 4 years, the person where they come, say, if you know, even want to do street light again, he may say, maybe you and just bow, you won't do. Mm. Then you will not discover that darkness will constantly encroach into that community. Why? Because people will they not actually do the right thing at the right time.
Okay, so finally, before we go, make we talk about civic education. Because we know that civic education, they teach us how to be patriotic, how to know our rights, and how to know our social responsibility.
Yes.
What do you feel, say, civic education they do, or how much you feel, say, we still need to intensify civic education so that people go know these things? Because like you talk, we need to create awareness. And true, a lot of people don't even know.
Actually,
say they get right, actually, or they get responsibility, or they need to be educated on these things.
You know, civic education is very important. Just the way you take your bath in the morning, the way, you know, you prepare to go to work, you need to actually know that there are some things where you need to do as a citizen. And, you know, all of us will agree that, you know, information is power.
Mm.
And one of the things with civic education they bring to us citizens is that it gives us the power of information. Because if you don't know these things, just like the examples we don't give, these are things go bad or things go worse. So we need to actually inculcate, you know, if there's any school when they give civic education, you know, because we need to actually have it in our schools so that from the basics, people go knows. Because how you grow determines how you relate with people and how you relate with things around you. Because many people grow with this mindset of, now government get everything, make government come to harm. Because actually we were not taught early enough.
Hmm.
So civic education is very important. We need to start teaching people, even from primary school, from secondary school. Because if you discover that time, we won't do primary school self. On Fridays, you go see us carry cutlass, carry hose. We are cleaning gutters around, you know, cleaning the schools. It starts from there. So people need to really understand that we know we need to put more effort in actually educating people around civic, you know, education and responsibilities. We need to let people know their rights. We need to allow them to actually exercise it. Because many times, you know, when people want to exercise their rights, maybe for instance, like all this freedom of expression, you know, people are strangled, you know, they will close people, maybe people no talk. So we need to actually let people know that they have rights, know how that they have a big part to play in the civic society, and we need to allow people to actually exercise their right by educating them in the civic way.
Thank you very much, Segun Karim, the program advisor for the Center for Community Empowerment in Conflict and Peace Building. You talk well, and you don't open our eyes to plenty, plenty things. I know, say, when next we need you to come follow us, Touchlight Matters, you go there available for us.
By God's grace.
Ladies and gentlemen, I here we go put one on top of the matter, say the one way we don't do today, it don't do. You need to understand, say, you get right as citizen. You get roles and responsibility to play to as part of the community where you be, because for the country to better, now one hand the deal. Not be only politicians go dwam, not be only NGO go dwam. Habi, not be only those people where be celebrities or popular people for society go dwam. Even you, for the level where you dey, the small one where you feed do, you must do them to see, say, you contribute your quota to make Nigeria a better place. Until we jam again for Inside the Levels, correct person, lie down flat atop your radio, make you follow us, they enjoy better, better, bedulation.
Correct FM. Now, Uno.
I go club, I see babe, she get, I said hey, she said what, I said wait, is that real, or you be fake, you give me chick or me fear, confused, Mr. TV, now me man Tom Cruise, can I take off your costume, or see okay, but please, can I use the washroom, it's confirmed, it's confirmed, it's confirmed, everything is confirmed, it's confirmed, confirmed, baby shorty looking at me, everything is confirmed, it's confirmed, 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 everything is confirmed. Then I forget to y'all, I don't get me then it's confirmed. If I make cash and touch champagne, I get beberry. Then go fear, I was it, I mean my f***s. Then rap with Red Bull, you more weird, they don't pray on. Why did you come to your senses? Say rap, we need to be hit, I want to come cross, I mean, you be see me a dentist. I bought suit, I bought tie, so what green, say me, and yam, I came from the trenches. Now, give it to for one corner there. Will you soon not dream, but your zanzama gay.